Greetings, sisters. This is Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to talk about taking one day at a time. Now, most of you know in Matthew 6, Jesus talks about how we're not supposed to be worrying about our food or clothing because our Father will take care of that for us. But I want to read verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And what that means is there's plenty of issues for us to worry about today to take care of and deal with. We don't even have to be worrying about tomorrow. And in fact, we haven't been given tomorrow, so we probably shouldn't even be worrying about that. We got enough to focus on today, don't we? So the reason I bring this up is because I was thinking about when I was first born again. Let me back up just a little bit. I knew I was in full sin before I was born again, before I ever heard the gospel. And I never understood how I could clean myself or get rid of that, erase it, or make atonement for it or anything until I heard the gospel. And then I was totally regenerated, brand new. Everything was washed away by the blood of Christ. And from that moment on, my eyes and my mind were set on the things of God. And I saw so many of the so-called big sins in front of me. A crude mouth, nasty dress, my attitude, my actions, my alcoholism, I just had a list of sins that I knew that were right in front of me. And I immediately started working on them before I even knew anything about the Word of God. Because quite honestly, I didn't even know God, the Bible was God's Word given to us until I heard the gospel that day. And that totally changed my life because I was an avid book reader and I was like, wow, God actually gave us a book. Those are His words to us. And I was really hungry to read it. So, although it was joyous, and I had a wonderful peace and joy in my heart because I'd been set free from the bonds of Satan, and I could now go ahead and learn how to serve this wonderful, awesome Savior that had redeemed me, I still had stress, anxiety, whatever you want to call it, tears, lots of tears, trying to figure out how I could become sinless as fast as possible, how I could kill all the sin for this wonderful Savior that died for me. And because out of love, I wanted to be obedient and I wanted to be a good servant and a follower of Christ. And every night I would cry myself to sleep wondering, am I going to die today because I haven't gotten rid of all my sins? Well, I hadn't come to the full understanding of what Christ had done then. And over the course of a few months of going through this, it sunk into me. I understood how my righteousness and my works would not save me. They were just my love and obedience for Him that He'd already done it. But still, I wanted to be a godly woman in all aspects. And I caused myself a lot of stress trying to hurry and push myself through it. When I read something, I obeyed it as fast as I could, whether I understood it or not. All I knew is my Lord and Savior put that in there for me. I was going to do it. And then later on down the road, I might have understood more of the depths of it. But to me, it was like just obey it because the Holy Father said to do it. So that was enough for me. And then the maturity sometimes comes later. So what my point is, we had nobody to help us, nobody to teach us. And so it was oftentimes a longer drawn out process, but we were diligently digging and looking and seeking. And to get kind of back on track to taking one day at a time, that's what I had to do with myself when I was struggling through all this, trying to learn how to become a godly woman. You know, I used to be a feminist and I didn't know how to treat men kindly and submit myself. I had to raise children on my own, and I had to fight my way through this world. So I was a pretty bold, strong, pushy woman. Sometimes you, in the flesh, when you don't have the Lord, you have to be that way in order to make it in this world and survive. I had a lot of that to kill, and I was really frustrated with myself, and I couldn't really always identify it. I couldn't, you know, when it said be kind, I thought I was to a point, but I was nowhere near that, and I would dig into that and try to figure out how to be kind, how to love, what love actually meant. And I would continue to cry myself to sleep because I was so disappointed in myself. Every day I was like, wow, I didn't make much progress. And boy, I really messed that up. And I didn't talk to Brother Jim the way I should have. Even if he was in the wrong, I still didn't do what I should have. And you know, over time I learned that all I could do is just take one day And I knew at the end of the day I could go to sleep. And then when I woke up, if the Lord gave me another day, I could try it again. And when I stopped looking too far ahead or looking at how I'm not making my progress, now if we had believers to help us, well, that would have been great, but we didn't. And that was all obviously in the Lord's plan. So whatever your situation is, whether you have people to help you, I'm happy to help encourage you to learn the scriptures in the ways of a godly woman. We have our discernment site. Brother Jim has a lot of teachings on there. But if you don't have anybody to help you, the Holy Spirit can certainly do it. And what I don't want to do is have you get distressed, you know, if you're brand new in the Lord and think that you're not maturing fast enough. If you are putting forth every effort and you love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, with every fiber of your being, He will see your heart and He will see that you are pressing on. Now, if you're living in willful sin, yes, you should grieve and you should have a hard time over that. But if you just take today, you wake up today, you do the best you can in it, and at the end of today, think about this. If you pressed on to the best that you could today, you are one day more mature than you were yesterday. And that kind of brings me to the scripture verse here. I've always liked this. Isaiah 28:10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. I like that because it's kind of like just taking one step, taking another. And every day, if you just take today and do the best that you can in it, tomorrow you will be a little more further ahead than you were today. Some days you may wake up and you may take a step back, but if you're always progressing forward, you're going to look back in the years to come and see the progress that you've made. Now, I also want to say this. I just mentioned that if you have some days where you fall back and maybe you're weak in your flesh, the children were unruly, your husband is giving you a really hard time, co-workers are wearing you down, you're sick so you're not quite as resilient to the ways of the devil, just remember this, Lamentations 3:22-25. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I will hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. So keep seeking the Lord, sisters. Take one day at a time, and He will guide you and direct your path. I love you in the Lord, and I hope you have a joyous day. Until next time, may God be praised.